Jeremiah chapter 17. Judah's sin has been written with an iron stylus with a diamond point, engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of your altars, while their sons remember their own altars and their phallic parks with luxuriant trees on the high hills. O mountain of mine in the countryside, I will make your riches, all your treasures, spoil. Your idolatrous raised sites are in sin in all your territories. And you, and this because of you, will be removed from your inheritance, which I have given you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land which you have not known. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which will burn age-abidingly. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, who makes flesh his strong arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. And he will be most destitute in an arid tract, and he will not see it when prosperity comes. And he will live in parched places in the desert, in a salty land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose reliance is the Lord. And he will be like a tree planted by water, which sends its roots into a river, which will not fear when heat comes, whose foliage will be luxuriant, which will not be concerned in a year of drought, and which will not fail to produce fruit. The heart is more deceitful than anything, and it is incurable. Who can discern it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the kidneys, so as to give to a man according to his way, and according to the fruit of his works. Like a partridge brooding over what it has not begotten, so is he who gains wealth, but not legitimately. At half of his days it leaves him, and in his later life he becomes a fool. The place of our sanctuary is a glorious throne. It has been an exalted place from the beginning. The hope of Israel is the Lord. All who desert you will be put to shame. And those who depart from me will be written on the ground, because they have deserted the source of living water, the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, so that I am healed. Save me, so that I am saved, for you are my focus of praise. See how they say to me, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come then." But I have not hastened away from being a shepherd in following you, nor have I longed for the sorrowful day. You know the utterance of my lips, which was in your presence. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge on the evil day. Let those who pursue me be put to shame, but do not let me be put to shame. Let them fear, but do not let me fear. Bring on them the evil day, and break them in pieces with double breaking force. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand at the gate of the sons of the people, by which the kings of Judah enter, and by which they exit, and at all the gates of Jerusalem. And you will say to them, "Hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates." This is what the Lord says, "Watch out for your lives, and do not carry a burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring anything through the gates of Jerusalem. And you shall not take a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, and you shall not do any work, and you shall sanctify the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers." But they did not hear, and they did not incline their ears, but they stiffened their necks so as not to hear, and so as not to accept discipline. But if you will make a point of heeding me, says the Lord, by not bringing a burden in through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, and by sanctifying the Sabbath day, by not doing any work on it, then there will enter by the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city will be inhabited age-abidingly. And they will come from the cities of Judah, and from the neighbouring areas of Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the lowland, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing a burnt offering and a sacrifice, and a meal offering and frankincense, and bringing a thank offering to the house of the Lord. But if you will not heed me concerning sanctifying the Sabbath day, and not carrying a burden, or coming in through the gates of Jerusalem laden on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire at its gates, and it will consume the palaces of Jerusalem, and it will not be extinguished.